In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 10th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Are you well? Good. If you're not interested in the audio and want something more, a week later the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with a video, of course, and the question of the day and the show's time codes in the comments below as well. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, articles, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get the show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing!
Let's do this.
So, how's it going, guys? Finally, it's Thursday. The week is almost over, but I'm here to check up on you guys and to talk about a sweet game I played recently. But before I got into that, I'm still at the beach. I am on a 2-week beach vacation, which is awesome in the Outer Banks. And it's just awesome being here, and I love going to the beach and love being at Outer Banks, especially. So I'm still here. This is the last time you'll see this background, though. I'll be going to a different house next week, but this is the last time you'll be seeing this background. But I can't wait. I just want to spend every day on the beach and just relax and stuff like that. But I have to do a lot, but I'm enjoying my time while doing my work, because frankly I love doing my work, and so there I said it. And so I want to continue keep doing this and keep providing this content and pushing it stuff, and hopefully you guys like it, and I'm trying to do my best of it and just trying to constantly improve it and trying to constantly make it better and provide value and help other people out with articles I write or these podcasts, or even if you need even assistance from me personally, feel free to email me or at me at Twitter at Dylan's Legos, or go to my website, DylanLaporte.com. Literally my entire life is on there, so it's all open for you to browse. I'm also taking lots of great photos, which you can find on my Facebook page. Search Dylan Laporte, or find the link in the video version as description YouTube, or you go to Twitter, social media, or whatever. It's all there. It's just Dylan Laporte, my name, on the Facebook page. And I've been taking a lot of good photos, because I also do photography. I also sell my photos, and also do portraits and stuff like that, and landscape photos, photography, which is really cool. I really like doing that, and it's something different because I'm trying to get into the photography, podcast, video, and writing spectrum. And so I'm pretty much doing everything, and I'm getting good at a lot of different parts and different aspects of each individual field, which is super cool. And so the multimedia is upon us, basically. But let's get into Killzone. Wait a second. Not yet. I wanted to mention something else. I did upload the new, you might see on the podcast version, there's a new podcast logo. I updated the podcast logo for the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast, and I also uploaded the logo for the Thursday Afternoon Game Chat, just to make it more sleeker and more nice and more easy to read. It's better on the eyes, and it's very, it pops out to you, which I like. But if you do not like it and like me, like the old one, please let me know. Or if there's anything you want me to change or anything, It's just one of the reasons I had to change it is because I was using a game character from a game. The character that was sleeping, that's a character from the game, a game. And I had to change that because of it's not, I don't own that. And so it's not really public use. So, yeah, I had to change that. And so it won't be a problem anymore. But let's get into Killzone. So, Killzone is a first-person shooter developed by Netherlands-based Guerrilla Games and released on November 2nd, 2004 in North America. The game was remastered in HD by Supermassive Games and re-released within the Killzone trilogy for PlayStation 3 as well as the standalone PSN title in 2012, which I played. I am reviewing the PlayStation 3 version, which is what I played. So I'm going through the trilogy right now. Killzone takes place in the middle of the 24th century and chronicles the war between two human factions, the Vectans and the Hellgast. The game is played from a first-person view and follows Jane Templar, a high-ranking officer, with the Interplanetary Strategic Alliance, ISA, as he battles invading Hellgast forces on his homeland of Vecta. Prior to its release, Killzone was heavily anticipated, with several publications considering it to be Sony's Halo killer title. Upon release, however, the game was met with divided responses, with most critics praising Killzone's visuals, art design, soundtrack, and atmosphere, but agreed that the final product was disappointing, with criticism also aimed at the game's narrative, characters, and gameplay. Despite mixed reactions, Killzone spawned numerous sequels, several of which attained critical acclaim. And so with that, before we get into the opening plot, with that, I really like this game. I'm just going to say that right up front. I really enjoyed this game. Is it a Halo killer? No. But did I personally really play Halo or really like Halo? I never really did. That was more like my brother's thing. But it was just, for me, Halo didn't really do it for me. Maybe it was just because I was still playing Spyro on the PlayStation 2 and really still enjoyed doing that. I do not know why I particularly didn't really like Halo that much. But I don't know, I was really in the minority back then with not really liking Call of Duty or Halo. So, and I kind of still don't, or even Battlefield for that matter, but I kind of still don't. But with response to the critical reception, I really did enjoy this game. I really liked it. I liked being back to this type of style and type of gameplay and type of cheesy story. But anyway, it was good and I really enjoyed it. And there was a lot of laughable moments in it when characters were being serious and stuff like that. But the gameplay was good. The cinematics was really good. And I just really enjoyed my entire experience with it, while there were some setbacks, and we'll get into that as we go along. But the opening plot is Killzone takes place in a fictional world set in the year 2357, after nuclear war rendered much of the Earth uninhabitable in 2055. World governments formed and international order known as the United Colony Nations, partnering with private firms, the UCN moved to establish human colonies in Alpha Centaurium, a system occupied by two planets, Vecton, a rich Earth-like world named after the CEO of the mining conglomerate Helgen, Philip Vecta, and Helgen, a barren wasteland named after the same company. The Helgen Corporation sought to buy ownership of Vecta as well, but when the UCN imposed sanctions against its unfair business practices, a war broke out, known as the First Extra Solar War, which led to the ISA, the military arm of the UCN, driving the company out of Vecta. In response, the exiled colonists established their own civilization on Helion, but on the principles of militarism and authoritarianism. The harsh environment and atmosphere killed many Helions, forcing the survivors to use respirators and air tanks just to breathe. Eventually, the population known as the Helgas muted into pale-skinned, hairless humanoids with increased strength, stamina, and intelligence, violently and convinced of their superiority. The Helgen consider humans to be beneath them and dream of one day reconquering Vecta and expanding their empire to Earth and the neighboring star systems. And so basically they were humans. And then the atmosphere in Helgen just ruined that and ruined their body, and they couldn't breathe. They became hairless, all their hair, and they have to use respirators to breathe now. And that's why they have those masks on. But it's very militaristic and, yeah, like authoritarianism. And even if you watch the opening cinematic for the first Killzone game, you're just like, oh my god, because it's very like we will kill them all, like the Imperial March or something like that from like Star Wars. Just like all the troops are out there in like their little squares lined up, and then there's the leader like, kill them, go, and stuff like that. And so that's basically the plot. It's very a militaristic game and very war driven and just like lots of shooting and lots of, but with that, it does come with story. Like, I played Killzone Mercenary and I really liked that story in it. That's the first Killzone game I've ever played in full, and I really enjoyed that. And I feel like the game has gone to great lengths, and especially with game design, as the games, I can definitely tell you from game design perspective and just the atmosphere, it's gotten a lot better since the first Killzone game. And the first Killzone game, again, this game is visually stunning, and I really enjoy looking at it and being in the world and exploring. I just wish this one was more co-op, but I like that it's solely focused on single player and building the relationships of these four characters in the game that we'll get into. So, gameplay design. So, you begin as Templar, a balanced soldier type guy just to get your foot in the door, basically. Has a standard ISA gun, and that also has a grenade launcher on it, which is far better than the Helgas's weapon. No wonder the Helgas lose so many wars, because their gun is just... never use their gun unless you absolutely have to, which I had to do several times, and it was the worst decision I ever made. You have to get super close up to them to get the shotgun to work, and even to aim, because if you're far away trying to aim with their gun, it's terrible. That's why the ISA gun is more precise. It also has a grenade launcher on it too, and yeah, it's hilariously better, way better than the Helgas's gun. The gameplay is old school hip fire, so you do not have a reticle unless you're using a sniper rifle, the sniper rifle's one hit kill, which is awesome. There's a lot of unique grenade launchers. There's several different grenade launchers and rocket launchers throughout the game, and then also sniper rifle. And you can also pick up not all, but some of the guns and weapons that some of the other characters in the game use. And weapons are located everywhere. You just have to look. There's a shotgun in the game also, which is okay. It's an okay shotgun. It's not the best shotgun. But my biggest gripe with guns in this game is that the reload time sucks. The reload time takes freaking forever, and every time you reload your gun or change your gun, there is so much time that's being wasted on the animation of your gun, you pulling out your gun, and reloading it and just fixing it up before you fire it, and it just takes forever, and it will get annoying, but you will get used to it. But that is it's a super annoying part, but I got used to it, and it's just you have to play along with it. However, we go more into characters. There are also three other characters you can play as. Shadow Marshal Luger is the stealthy assassin who has infrared glasses and a silence gun that can one-hit kill its enemies, like if you get a headshot. She can also crawl in vents and crawl up small ladders and stuff like that. Also, Templar can climb up ladders as well. And she's just an assassin type. And so we'll just keep going through the characters. Sergeant Rico is the big brute in the game, and my personal favorite. He has a colossal rail gun that you never have to reload, and that shreds through enemies. It also comes with missiles as well. Just watch out for overheating the weapon. If you want to power through this game, Rico is the man to choose, because his railgun is just like, once you use his railgun, you will never go back to any other gun in the game, because his gun is amazing, and I always have it on me, because you'll find ammo again, because I've ran out of ammo sometimes on it, but you get 8,000 rounds, I mean, not 8,000 rounds, 800 rounds, wish you got 8,000 rounds, 800 rounds in like 4 missiles, and oh my god, it's just, it made the game 100% more easier or manageable. If you are going to play this game on the hardest mode, definitely use Rico. And then Hawke is half human and half Hellgas, and is also a spy. As for being a big part of the story, he isn't that much unique in terms of gameplay. He has a knife, that's about it. He has a knife that you stab people with, but the game can be super hard at times, and lots of motion, so I really wouldn't use a knife. And can also go past, Hawke can also go past lasers that would otherwise go off and explode if you aren't Hellgast. And so those are the four characters you can play as in the game. They unlock as you go throughout the game, but they're all super unique and interesting, and the story really intertwines with them. And there's also, you can play as different characters, and you'll get to explore different areas of the game in certain areas. Not every chapter you're in has areas specifically for you, for your character, but there's a lot of different areas that your character can specifically go to, and you'll notice that when you go through the game, which is kind of cool. I also backtracked. I like to backtrack because I want to see the entire game, and I want to see the different places and all the different rooms, hidden rooms and stuff like that, and so I like to go see all those areas that I couldn't otherwise visit if I was playing a different character. Like with Rico, Rico is very like you only have certain, you get one unique area to visit, and that's towards the end of the game. But other than that, other characters get more. Templar has a couple unique areas, but other than that, Rico really doesn't have any unique areas. He's just like, if you choose him, you are in it to kill people, not look around. And so the critical reception, Killzone received average reviews according to the review website Metacritic. Reviewers cited technical problems with Killzone, including inconsistent AI, occasional bugs, frame rate issues, graphical glitches, repetition of the same voices, short draw distance, and an awkward control system. Criticals also complained about the gameplay, with IGN labeling it underwhelming and Metacore. Reviewers such as GameSpy claim that Killzone partly suffered due to the incredible publicity it received before release, raising expectations only for them to go unfulfilled. Despite this, Killzone was admired for its sound effects, its soundtrack, and its presentation of a gritty war zone. It was also credited for its unique hard sci-fi art design in Japan, where the game was ported and published by Sega on October 27, 2005. Phantasm gave it a score of 1, 7, 1, 9, 1, 8, and 1, 7 for a total of 31 out of 40. And so with that, I would give it a 7 out of 10. I think it's a good 7 out of 10. It's not the best game, but it's a really good game. And I highly recommend playing it if you are interested in Sony exclusives. I think it's a great game. I think it actually does held up in some circumstances. It's not the best game. Again, it has the old school hip fire, and it's first person before first person, you know, is where it's at now. It's completely changed, definitely with, you know, I think the biggest thing is looking down your sights, because I always hate that old hip fire, because there's no, like, really any precision. But with that, yeah, I think a good 7 out of 10 is what this game deserves, and it has a lot of unique aspects to it that I really like. I do like the story, even though it is corny, and I like the big, when you, I want to say this, but it's no spoilers, though, but the game gets really good at the end. I feel like it gets really good at the end. It takes a little while to get into it, but at the end of the game, it starts picking up, and I'm just like, wow, this is, when I was playing, I was like, wow, this is, okay, this is awesome. This is definitely awesome. I really enjoy this. This is fun. And then when you get to when you get further and further to the end of the game, it gets even better and even awesomer. And it's just, I was just like, this is freaking awesome. And especially if you play as Rico. But with that, make sure you guys pick up this game. It's on the PlayStation 3 HD collection, and I really enjoy it. And I'm gonna start playing Killzone 2 when I get back, and I can't wait to hop into that and play Killzone 3, and then play the Killzone PS4 game, because I have it. I've had it for a while. I just didn't want to play it because I wanted to play the first Killzone game. And that's just how I am with games like this. I want to play it in order to see the full story play out, which I like, and then make connections as I go along with different characters and stuff, which is cool. And so, with that, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 10th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week, on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. If you're not interested in the audio, want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube, with video, of course. You can also find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte, and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. And remember, today is 7-Eleven, June 11th, so make sure you guys go pick up your free Slurpees at 7-Eleven. I had to plug that in for a second. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan Zagos. I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing. Let's do this.